Addressing traders at a conference organized by the Juba City Chamber of Commerce, Ali Jabo warned traders not to pay for tariffs not specified on city council receipts. He urged traders to report corrupt tax collectors to his office, adding that he will deal with individual city council officials found guilty.
Most of what is happening I'm not aware of, but these things happen because whenever they do happen, you endorse them. You even put a stamp of approval. I am saying if someone issues you a receipt like this and they write on the back of the receipt some figures and tell you they will come back to collect it later, why do you accept that?
Mayor Ali Jabo says traders support the operation of the city council and that the relationship between traders and his office should be maintained. He says revenue collection supports the city council in its goal of keeping South Sudan capital clean and safe.
Let us cooperate with traders like our brothers and friends of the city council of Juba Town, because the institution of the city council with its furniture offices and even the cars we drive, if it were not for the traders, if we were not collecting money from them, we would not have these cars and other amenities.
Some traders in Juba Town have long complained about city council officials who levy heavy taxes on traders operating large and small-scale businesses in the capital. The mayor says he struck off most of the tariffs imposed on traders in Juba Town from 14 to 5 tariffs. He says traders are no longer required to pay what was known as mayor's fee. Some traders in Juba Town have welcomed the mayor's intervention to save traders from the hands of corrupt city council officials.
Mayor says that we should be capturing these people that is trying to intimidate people when they come. I don't think that this thing will work as of now. My suggestion is that if the people at the head will start broadcasting this maybe in the television or in the radio station, start telling to people how the market is going to be ruling, we should do this and do that. I think it would be better if we subdue most of the corrupt of their workers and they have to be complying with people. But for now, capturing, I think it's somehow risk and I don't know if it can work for now.
Ali Jabo is calling on traders to use their smartphones by capturing instances encountered of fraudulence transaction with city council officials. He promised to prosecute corrupt officials caught on camera.
You are supposed to refuse to pay illegal fees and come to us. Take the picture of that official, because these days there are smartphones and there are three people working in one shop. If this son of a thief comes, ask one of your colleagues to capture him on camera when handing money to him.
The mayor says his office has signed a contract with a company to collect garbage from markets across the city. He is calling on traders to contribute towards paying the company to keep Juba City clean. For VOA News, I'm Juliana Shapai reporting from the South Sudan capital, Juba.